We don't have any at the moment. Haven't had too much, but there's some around up this way. And as I said, there's a nice big dark cloud just south of me towards Penticton. So should I disappear, I'm conserving my energy and hoping I don't get a lightning strike and disconnecting all my antennas. But hopefully that won't happen. Thanks, Ted, for the check-in. Further Lima through Papa. Lima through Papa check-ins. Please come now. Okay, we'll move on. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please come now.
So 7 Quebec Juliet.
Extra Bravo. Okay, we'll hold it for the moment. And Victor Echo 7, Quebec Juliet, girl. All things in Maple Ridge.
Good evening to you and everybody else on net. Things in Maple Ridge are actually quite good. We did get rain this afternoon, or this morning, I should say, with a little bit of a lightning and thunderstorm coming through as well. So that's kind of interesting. I'm surprised that the rest of the lower mainland didn't get that much. Anyway, nothing else to report from my end, and good evening to all. V7QJ.
Thanks for that, Earl. You have a good evening. And, hopefully there was some rain with that lightning, so it's not dry and ending up like we're having up this way. Yeah, Victor Arco 7, Romeo Fox Shop Bravo. Ron, good evening.
Good evening to one and all. Nothing new here. Enjoy the day. At least we got to see the clear sky. Got to see across the lake, too. So, where, who are you? Back to you with me, 7RFP.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it was the last couple of days haven't been too bad up here. It's been a little bit nice and A little bit of a pleasure to get out and walk the dogs in the morning and not come back with a little bit of a sore throat. So, appreciate your check-in. You have a good day. Further check-ins, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please come now. Okay, we'll move on to the last group. The Uniform Through Zulu. Any Uniform Through Zulu station suffixes begin wishing to check in, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, X Ray Juliet, Charlie checking in.
And Victor Alpha 7, X-Ray Juliet, Charlie, James. How's Victoria?
Balmy 25 degrees, light wind, clear sky, and been quite warm all day. Part of that, seagulls are squawking and the crows are cawing.
Thanks for that, James. You have a great evening down there. Okay, suffixes Uniform Through Zulu or any later miss. Suffixes Uniform Through Zulu or any later miss stations, please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Victor X-Ray.
Checking into BC1. Back to Net there.
And Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Victor X-Ray. Wayne, good evening.
Hey, good evening, everyone on net. And, you know, I did something really interesting with AI and set up a task And, you know, with all the fire activity, I said, would you do me a favor? Monitor all of southwestern BC and send me any updates and alerts on highway activities, closures, fire activity, and don't send me alerts every 2-3 hours and just give me summaries when something interesting has happened. It has been working absolutely amazing, so I really recommend it for many people to get a lot of really good fire information. And with that, back to Net Control, VE7WVX.
Huh, that's interesting, Wayne. Yeah, I might have to look into seeing how to do that, but I'm not too much of a techie guy, so we'll thrash our way through it and see what happens, maybe, because I'm always interested in what the fire information is and highway conditions and that, so it's good. Okay, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima, Wilford, good evening.
Yeah, good evening there, David. I was wondering if I was actually getting through there, but you know, because I'm just talking from my radio into my hotspot here, so I don't think it's a matter of putting out a stronger signal than anybody else. But anyway, you know, about the fire and lightning here in Maple Ridge, man, oh man, it was about 11 or 11:30 this morning. I had all the windows open in my place here, and you know, all of a sudden I saw this flash of lightning and bam, the loudest, kind of the loudest thunderclap I ever heard. And so I rushed out to my balcony right away and hurriedly took down my antenna. And I didn't want to have it get hit by lightning, even though I think it's pretty safe, but I didn't want to take a chance. And yes, we did get some rain, but not much here in Maple Ridge. Back to Ned.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I was watching it on the weather station today for off and on all day just to see what was happening and see if we had any up here. But it's been all around us, but it hasn't been any here in Kelowna. So we're happy about that because we got enough problems without adding some more fires to the picture here. So thanks for your check-in, Wilford. You have a good evening and good day and a great weekend. Okay, any later missed check-ins? Later missed check-ins for the BC DMR net. Okay, nothing heard there. Well, then we'll move over to technical questions, comments, or concerns. Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns, please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima.
Whiskey Hotel Lima, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, David. Just further to my comments just now, you know, I'm sitting on my couch and my Zoom spot, Pi Star is about 3 feet away from me, and yet, you know, I was getting walked on at least twice, and so I don't know. I'm just curious as to how that happens, you know, because I'm on Brandmeister right now, you know, going through my Zoom spot, so perhaps somebody could answer that.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume that it just picks one of the first stations that captures the repeater systems and that along the way. But Victor Echo 7, Charlie Quebec Tango, Doug, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I do. VE7CQT here, and you kind of put your finger on it, Dave. The repeater system, particularly if you're local and you're listening, will always beat out something coming in through the internet. So, Brandmeister, keep in mind, Wilfred, that your hotspot is communicating to a server in Montreal. So there's a time delay to get to Montreal. Montreal, in turn, sends it over to the CAN turbo system, which is somewhere in New Brunswick, and then comes back to the Brandmeister system. So you've got a round-trip time there of milliseconds, which is going to lose out whenever somebody is on one of the local repeaters and keys up. So the repeater will always hear that one first, and you're not going to get a talk permit through the network. You might get it locally from your hotspot, but you're never going to win that race. Back to you, Wilfred. Does that make sense?
Yeah, upon reflection, you know, and what Wayne was saying as well, that does make sense to me, that even though, you know, your packet is going, you know, like you say, milliseconds from here to Montreal to New Brunswick and then back to here. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and I was kind of wondering about that because, as always, I'm concerned if my radio is actually working. But normally, what I do is I am concerned about that as I turn on my dashboard and look to see if I'm actually transmitting, which I didn't do this time, and I should have. But anyways, back to you there, Doug. The 7CQTV 7WHL.
Yeah, there's a desire on our behalf here in the West to peer up the BC turbo system directly to the Brandmeister system in Montreal rather than going off through the CAN turbo system. But the folks up in headquarters, which is actually in the Netherlands, you can relate to that place, they don't want it. So we could change servers in an emergency, but they're not really interested in having us migrate at this time. So we'll just keep knocking on that door and hopefully wear them down one of these fine days and eliminate multiple milliseconds of propagation delay. So, folks, that's why we always say when you PTT, give about a 2-second delay before you start talking. And the reason being that at the moment, when you PTT, you're pulling up over 20 repeaters here in the province of British Columbia, and then any network systems that are listening in at the same time elsewhere in the world. So it can actually take multiple milliseconds, tens of milliseconds, sometimes even seconds, for that propagation to bring up all of those repeaters. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, Dave. Back to you, VE7CQG.
Thanks for that, Doug. Yeah, I usually have one of the online, what would you call it, control centers open so that I can see myself key up, and then I usually start talking, give myself another second or two, and then start talking. Wilfred, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I'm sorry that I called you Wayne. Doug, keep knocking at that door with the Dutch there. They're very fair-minded people, and I'm sure we'll get a good result there someday. But anyway, I guess I'll be coming to either the park tomorrow or the church. I don't know, whether they're going to be meeting tomorrow there or at the church tomorrow. I assume that it'll be the park because the weather it cleared up once we got rid of the rain. Anyway, back to you guys, V7WHL, I'll be listening.
Thanks, Wilfred, and I just got a little note from Doug because we have a back channel that we monitor
so that we can send communications between the group, the net controllers, and he said the park.
Okay, thanks for that, guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow at the park, the 7WHO.
Thanks, Wolford, and I'm sorry I will not be there. I've been there many a time, but it's a long drive from Kelowna, so maybe one.